Miss any of our best interviews or show segments? They're all available via the podcast. Go to TeamMyrtleBeach.com, click on the Schedule tab, and select The Drive with Aaron Marks. You can learn a little bit about our staff and download all of our best segments to listen to at a later time. Your power
stroke, diesel, backhoe riding king. Welcome back. Good Friday morning to you. We are 38 minutes past the hour here at Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. Wrapping things up in a variety of ways. Be sure to tune in on Monday morning, 7 to 8 a.m., The Drive with Pat Payone and Marcus Lattimore will be in studio for a couple of segments. Why? Because Pat wasn't going to be nervous enough doing his first show. I decided to throw one of the most notable athletes in the history of our state in the studio with him. I'm serious, like, it came out of nowhere. It was kind of cool to get the email, and I was like, man, this is awesome. This is awesome, and I thought back to my first show, which we had Mick Mixon on that day, and Mick was a guy that I had gotten to know very well over the last couple of years, and I think people could tell, you know, that we had a good relationship, and, you know, at the time, everyone was like, who the heck is this guy? You know, so it's funny. Pat and I have talked a little bit about this. I believe this is the first time that August 1st falls on a Monday since that day. It was Monday, August 1st, 2011 was my first show. Pat's first show will be Monday, August 1st, 2016. That's cool. That's cool. That's one of the smaller things, but I mentioned earlier in the show, I feel really good about where I'm at. I'm very excited about where I'm going. Everything just seems to be falling into place the way it's supposed to. Things are going too well right now. Like, I'm waiting for something's got to happen that's going to cause problems. You know, yeah, bad just goes. You know, but everything is just going really smooth. You know, I got a hotel reservation the other day, Pat. I don't know if you've ever had the chance to experience this. I got a 32-night hotel reservation.
No. The other day. I don't know how many people can say that they've had a 32-night reservation.
So I called a hotel, and I was glad. It's a great hotel. Because I told them, I said, guys, I want to know where I'm living. I don't want to not know and just move in somewhere and end up being in a part of town that's not conducive to a nice gym, the office, all that. And they said, yeah, no problem. You know, we have a relationship with a great hotel group, and we can work that out for you for the first month or so. And I might not be there the whole time. I might end up leaving early and moving into an apartment. I actually hope so. I don't want to be in a hotel for 32 nights. That actually, although I'll say this, hot breakfast every morning and a manager's reception happy hour nightly. It's a suite too. I mean, that's pretty good, right? That's not a bad deal. I'm gonna get spoiled. I'm gonna wake up in my apartment in September and be like, where are my pancakes? Who's gonna make my omelet this morning?
Why don't I have new fresh towels?
Somebody come clean my room.
Make my bed.
But, oh my gosh. So, I found out the hotel was dog friendly, which is really, really good because my dog is my best friend and he's not going anywhere. I've had him for 10 years. He's coming along with me. So I called the hotel yesterday and I said, listen, you know, my new company, they got me set up in the hotel, but I want to take care of any dog fees. I'm going to have my dog with me. And you always need to let the hotel know in advance because they usually have like a floor or a specific area of the hotel they put you on. You're with the other dog people. That's what you get. So, I said, yeah, so I got my dog. He's going to come with me. And they're like, okay, no problem. They went through the parameters. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Well, it's $100 non-refundable deposit. Well, gosh, it's for the duration of your stay was the key term. And I was like, well, they didn't think about me when they made this policy. You know, because like if I was staying one night, how much would that suck? It's $100 extra to bring your dog for one night, but 32 nights, I can handle it. I can handle it. I'll pay the $100, no problem.
You got a steal there.
I did. They're looking at my reservation going, wait a minute. Would that be a weekly fee? You know, the good news is he's a really good dog and he's not going to mess up the room. So if he did, I'd be like, guys, I owe you a new blanket. I need to buy you a new blanket.
There's
like,
the $100.
Yeah. All right. So real quick, Coastal Carolina, you know, you look at the season and you sit there and you think, gosh, no postseason. And I get it, guys, from a fan's perspective, you know, what to play for. Well, what is this team playing for? They're playing for so much and they need your support. This is the transition year. This is the year where you start the move. Plus, you've got a guy in a really special player in D'Angelo Henderson. He is worth more than the price of admission. So get out there. The records that he's going to set, I don't think they're ever, I don't know how they'll be broken. I honestly don't know how they'll be broken. The touchdown streak, he would hold, if he scores a touchdown every game this year, he would hold the all-time NCAA record. Now, it can't be FCS or FBS because they're not either, technically, right now. But he would hold the all-time NCAA record for touchdown streaks. And you ain't keeping that guy out of the end zone. I mean, he is going to do some cool things at the next level. So there's that, and just being a part of the transition, being a part of the changes over there. And this is a team, what are they playing for? They're playing to go undefeated because they're going to have a chance to win every game. One of the games I've got circled on their schedule, it's a road game. They're playing at Jacksonville State. Week 2 or week 3 of the season, it's early on in the season. What did Jacksonville State do last year? They went undefeated, and then they should have beat Auburn in the season opener. That was not a joke. That was not a fluke. And they went to the national championship and did what everybody else does and lost to North Dakota State. And that's in week 3. So, I mean, you've got that going on out there. Got a message here from my buddy Travis. He says, the most important and crucial year in Coastal football, more important than the first year with a winning record. You know, talking about the importance of this year. It's a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful facility. If you haven't been by to see the Chauncey statue, shame on you. You need to do that. You know, get by there and get out there and tailgate and have a good time. You know, this is you're a part of history by being out there. And hopefully they go 12-0. They're going to have that opportunity. They're that good. There's questions at quarterback, but they have one of the best running backs in the nation, FCS or FBS. I stand by that statement. So get out there and check it out. All right, real quick, I got some, and I'll give this to you, Pat. You know, you can have the sheet. This is some advice that I got from people. One of these is from Mick Mixon. One of these is something that Mike Hogwood told me. I surround myself with some great people that helped me along through this show. So that's number one, is surround yourself with good people and ask for advice. But the way I built this show, and here's a little bit of advice for Pat I wanted to share on the airwaves as he has his first show on Monday. Number one, be yourself. Don't be me. Don't be anyone else. Listen to other hosts. Take their ideas, but don't take their personality. So just do you. Number two, never give an opinion you don't honestly believe in for the sake of getting calls. And I know you'll want to do it because I did it early on in my career. I did it with Tiger Woods one day. I said something I didn't believe, and one of my mentors blasted me for it. Don't do it. Always give an opinion you believe. So every opinion I give is my honest belief. Do tons of interviews, especially early on. Work harder on getting good interviews than anything else. We fooled people for about 3 to 4 years thinking I was an expert on sports because I brought in all the experts. So they actually thought I was really smart, where I'm not. If giving an opinion on a story and you don't have an interview, call a contact in that market or around the story to get their opinion so you can help formulate your own. And the last one, open yourself up to connect with your listeners. It turns out, I found out this week, they really, really appreciate that. Don't try to be perfect. Admit fault when you're wrong. Make fun of yourself. Show me a show host or a sports fan who's always right, and I'll show you a pathological liar. There you go, buddy. Little advice for you. Final word for the last time, coming up next.